The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And Janet, tonight I want to talk a little bit about the history of healthcare from my perspective. Going back, let's see, to 1976, maybe? 75, 25, about 40 years, the last 40 years. And it's a very short history. Nothing's changed in mainstream medicine, except the variety of drugs that doctors can prescribe. And back in 1990, I joined the American College for the Advancement of Medicine. And the reason I joined... Let me just preface this. My training is went on back in New York City, and when you're treating people there, it's a different demographic than down here in Florida. When you saw people with heart disease and all the ailments that you see down here, it was a younger demographic that was being treated because they had more, on a per capita basis, more young people. But when I came down here, I saw much older people being treated with the same treatments that become far more dangerous to use. Any treatment is far more dangerous as the patient gets older. Because their bodies just don't have the same resilience as a younger person has. And I was asked to review some hospital records of two patients that had died after bypass surgery. And that's when I, had to ask myself, what else could have been offered to these patients so that they might have still been alive? Because had they not been treated, they would have been alive. But was there something else that could have helped their condition without risking their life? And that's when I looked into chelation therapy and joined the American College for Advancement of Medicine, and saw the value of chelation therapy, which, by the way, was practiced by mainstream medicine through the 1940s, probably early 1950s, and then it gradually was replaced when they had the heart-lung bypass machine that enabled doctors to do open-heart surgery, a much more lucrative approach to treating heart disease than chelation therapy was. But it was mainstream medicine. And then a few years after that, there were still problems I was seeing with the way mainstream medicine was approaching patients. For example, a patient will come in with various complaints. Maybe they're feeling tired, no energy, trouble sleeping, all the different, complaints that people still complain of today. And you do all the workup, you test, you do all the blood tests, you don't find anything wrong with them. And, and then the doctor would be, would have to make a choice, send them to a psychiatrist or give them an antidepressant, because they just didn't know how or where to look for the cause of the problem. And I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. Just because they couldn't find it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And around that time, and this has been another procedure that was mainstream medicine. In fact, back in 1949, this procedure was written up in Time magazine. And in 1949, here's what they wrote. doctors have known for 15 years that irradiating the blood with invisible ultraviolet rays helps in some diseases, notably in infections. And they, a couple of doctors were decided to use the technique on children with acute rheumatic heart disease, and they reported success in 22 consecutive cases. And I have to remember, back then, they didn't have antibiotics, and people would routinely die from this disease. So here you have 22 cases in a row, patients with acute rheumatic fever being cured with this treatment. All of the children aged 3 to 13 were acutely ill with inflamed heart muscle. The doctors told the American Blood Irradiation Society the process took, at that time, 15 to 25 minutes each. The doctors drew an amount based on the child's weight of blood, and they exposed the blood to ultraviolet light, and then the blood was returned to the child. The treatments were given a week apart at first, then at longer intervals depending on the patient's response, and the average number of treatments was less than three. All of the patients left the hospital without signs of rheumatic heart disease, except mechanical damage that had already taken place in the heart prior to the treatment. 20 out of the 22 returned to normal activity. One died from another disease, and the other one continued to improve. So three doctors concluded that ultraviolet blood irradiation is safe and may prove, after further tests, to be the best treatment available. So now we... And by the way, that treatment is still going on today. However, doesn't go on too much in this country, but over 3,000 practitioners use it in Europe. And the reason it doesn't go, isn't gaining a lot of popularity in this country, is it's a direct competition to the use of antibiotics and vaccines. Main reason. And of course, insurance chooses not to pay for this approach as opposed to antibiotics and vaccines. fast forward, because that treatment and the original machine called the Knot machine, I think goes back to around 1920. And fast forward to, a couple of years ago, using the latest technology, they have actually improved on the effectiveness of the treatment in several ways. Number one, they don't have to take blood out of the body. Now, using a fiber optic cable that they insert into the vein, they can just put the light source directly in contact with the blood. And the light source is not just ultraviolet ultraviolet light, but it's also red light and green light, which have specific indications on their own. Janet, I know you have some observations on the new treatment.
I certainly do, Dr. Slavin. One of the things that I have to say is with regard to these children who have been diagnosed with rheumatic heart disease, there are a variety of underlying components, in my opinion, that have contributed to the potential for heart muscle damage and for their risk of death. And the basic part of it has to do with malnutrition. If these children, and indeed adults dealing with cardiovascular disease, if their nutrient status is optimized, let's say, then the risk of heart damage is significantly reduced. So the number of people ultimately needing heroic approaches to save their lives because of heart muscle damage, that number is very much reduced. And so we can talk about an aspect that you mention all the time, and that is magnesium. How many people, not only in the United States, but literally around the world, have a magnesium deficiency? And if that mineral content were optimized, the risk of issues with heart and circulation would be reduced. Then we talk about potassium. And so people all the time tell me, okay, well, I eat a banana every day because I want my potassium. And my statement is that was a really good marketing tool used by Chiquita and Dole to sell bananas. And the truth is, pretty much every fruit and vegetable has a very nice content of potassium. So the more variety you have of fresh vegetables, of fresh fruits, the best level of potassium can be maintained. And if for some reason as an individual you don't metabolize potassium very well, certainly different forms of potassium available in supplements. And what I'm thinking about is chelated versions of potassium that enhance utilization of the mineral. Those are another option. So then let's talk about amino acid status, the proline, the lysine, and that combination of proline, lysine, vitamin C, and even lecithin. That combination supporting heart and circulatory function. So if we were to optimize nutrition, the potential need for heroic intervention would be greatly reduced. If we were to optimize nutrient levels, that need for, and I qualify the word need, that use of pharmaceutical intervention with regard to heart disease and circulatory disease, that would be dramatically reduced as well. So here we have options, but these critically expensive procedures that are commonly used, these very expensive pharmaceuticals that are commonly used with regard to heart disease, all of those things would not be necessary.
And there's that music, which reminds us it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced Medical Testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy. Stay healthy. With the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we were talking about clearly ways to stay healthy and just as importantly, better ways to treat problems if you should get sick. And one of the most common ailments that affect everybody now and then would be a viral infection. And, you know, mainstream medicine really doesn't have any good approaches to treat viruses. What they like to do is recommend vaccines against certain viruses, like the influenza vaccine or the herpes zoster or shingles vaccine, mumps, measles, polio vaccines. But there really are a lot of side effects associated with them. So people get sick with various problems. They could be viral, they could be bacterial, they could be fungal. And really, mainstream medicine doesn't have treatments devoid of side effects. The treatments they have, number one, are all drug-based. So they give you, they have some antivirals, lots of side effects, not very effective. They have clearly a lot of antibiotics, but we're seeing now how more and more infections are becoming resistant to the antibiotics. They don't recognize the possibility of yeast or candida overgrowth that may be behind all your symptoms. And what are some of the symptoms? A lot of people complain of chronic fatigue. They may have, complain of just feeling tired. They may have wounds, wounds on their extremities that are not healing because of poor circulation. And I'm going to go back to the use of ultraviolet blood therapy for this, because this treatment is very effective for all these conditions, because it does a couple of things. It effectively treats infections, viral, bacterial, fungal. And arguably behind, I think, many more serious diseases, heart disease and cancer, to name a couple, there may be an infective process behind it. It's, we know that in several cancers it's already been shown that there's an infection behind it. For example, cervical cancer and the human papillomavirus. That connection has been made. Even with prostate cancer, they're speculating now that there's some infection involved in that. And I think if they would look for it, they would find more infections associated with cancers. There are a couple of investigators who've written books on this topic. One book was called The Cancer Microbe, where if you stained the tissue properly looking for this infection or infective agent, you find it associated with cancer. So, but that doesn't fit into the framework of what mainstream medicine wants to do using chemotherapy. So when you have a treatment with no side effects that effectively treats viral, bacterial, or fungal infections, you're helping a lot of people. Now, the type of patient that I recommend this treatment for is the one that doesn't feel good, and yet you can't find a cause for their problems. And I don't send them to psychiatrists. I don't send them, or I give them antidepressants, as it seems mainstream medicine does. I recommend this treatment, and the responses have really been very good. In addition, helping your own body's immune system function better, so it can take charge again and get rid of the viruses, bacteria, and fungal infections, it increases, it strengthens your immune system, increases the oxygen levels in the blood. It improves the circulation, so you can deliver oxygen to all the tissues. And these benefits of the treatment is why people respond so well and get better. We had a patient yesterday. He came in and he was being treated for metastatic prostate cancer. And he had been on Lupron, and we know Lupron is a drug that lowers the PSA. But then the PSA went back up, so they said, okay, we just give you another drug. Lowered the PSA, then it went back up. He said, okay, we'll just give you another drug. Then they put him on chemotherapy. He's lost his hair. Now his white count is low, his red count is low, and his PSA is going up again. Okay, we'll just give you a more powerful drug. And he's beginning to catch on that they don't really have an effective treatment for this thing. They're just throwing poison after poison into his body. And I explained to him, a patient that we're currently treating to enhance his immune system, to help his body function better. And one of the things we noticed is that his PSA before the treatments were 77, and they went down to 46 just after weekly treatments, one treatment a week for 4 weeks. So people don't know about this because it's something that mainstream medicine is not using right now. So just trying to make this treatment aware. We've treated, again, we're helping to enhance the patient's immune system. We do that by energizing the immune cells, helping the body get rid of infective agents. So patients with multiple sclerosis, you know, notice major improvements in how they feel. We've had patients with breast cancer feeling much better. Patients with no specific diagnoses stating they have so much more energy and feel much better. So we have people using it to treat problems. We have patients using it to prevent problems. And I just thought people should know about it. So the current terminology for the treatment is polychromatic intravenous light therapy. Very effective.
And I'll just refer to it as UVLRX, Dr. Slavin.
Well, you know, and that's the name of the company that makes the device that enables the use of a fiber optic cable and introducing the light directly to the blood so you don't have to take it out. You can Google that name, by the way, UVLRX.com, and read more about it for yourself. But
Dr. Slavin, you were talking about the areas where antibiotics tend to fail and the potential infectious aspect with regard to the development of cancer. It's very interesting to me because when you think about it, okay, the antibiotic may be very effective at killing a specific type of bacteria. But over time, let's talk about the potential that that bacteria morphs into something else, or that that bacteria develops such a defense system against that antibiotic and indeed against all of those antibiotics. And we've acknowledged that. But when those bacteria go, let's say, underground, and then they have the potential to develop into something different, and that something different may very well manifest not only as cancer, but as a whole host of potential situations, symptoms created by this changed microorganism, and again, a potential explanation for why somebody comes and they're displaying certain symptoms, and all of the testing procedures that are typically able to unveil the cause of those symptoms, all of those testing procedures uncover nothing. There isn't any explanation for why these people may be experiencing the symptoms. And The symptoms may very well be attributable to microorganisms that we have not identified, and possibly microorganisms that we, because we haven't identified them, we aren't even looking for them. And here is where that ultraviolet treatment comes in. It doesn't necessarily differentiate among all those microorganisms. It is just lethal to all of them, whether they be fungal, whether they be viral, bacterial, or some form of parasite, all of those microorganisms are very much vulnerable to the ultraviolet light.
And I just have to, you know, go back a little bit and state why, you know, I bring these treatments into the practice. It's only because I'm dissatisfied with what mainstream medicine is offering to patients, drugs with so many side effects, not just antibiotics. Think about the, you know, we say it automatically, antibiotic. Think of what the opposite of antibiotic is probiotic. We understand the importance of probiotics. What does that mean? Pro-life. You know, putting back healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, a probiotic. And yet we don't think twice about taking an antibiotic, something against life. And it destroys not just the unwanted bacteria, but the healthy bacteria too. And, you know, we take it like it's nothing, an antibiotic.
Dr. Slavin, what about the concept that, yes, you destroy the bacteria, but viruses then are able to proliferate? Remember that there is an immunosuppressive effect to the antibiotic use, and not even when you're overusing antibiotics, but just the common system of using antibiotics is enough to allow viruses to proliferate. Remember that there is a very nice balance in things, that a well-developed, healthy body actually has the specific beneficial bacteria in the gut, as well as a certain number or a certain content of what we would consider negative microorganisms in the gut. But it is a balance. And when we overuse or just expose ourselves to the antibiotics, we disturb that very delicate balance.
And not just, you made a very good point that, all right, you suppress bacteria with an antibiotic, which then allows viruses to grow more, and yeast to grow more to take the place of the, you know, the absence that killing off the bacteria have done. That's why so many side effects are associated with antibiotics, and so many people don't feel well even after stopping the antibiotic. But right now it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we were making the point of just how dangerous the use of antibiotics are and really should be reserved for serious infections that don't have a chance of going away on their own. But they're clearly overutilized. And in fact, sometimes they're utilized to treat or prescribed to patients who have a viral illness when we know the antibiotics will have no effect there. So I just want to point out some of the side effects associated with antibiotics. And this one is ampicillin, very commonly used one. It's a form of penicillin. And I want you to think about these are listed under the common reactions to it. And, think about why these might be happening. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, urticaria, which is an allergic type rash. You get abnormalities in your blood count, like increase in eosinophils. You can get inflammation of your mouth, an overgrowth of yeast. And those are the common reactions from it. And some of the more serious reactions could be a hemolytic anemia, where your body is killing off its own red blood cells. You can have a drop in white cells, a drop in platelets. These are serious and sometimes deadly reactions to a very commonly used antibiotic. And you could look up any antibiotic, and you look at the reactions associated with it, and they're always there. So that's why we have to be a little more careful about the use of antibiotics, and that's why I look for something that's safer, because they say that just the disruption of the bacteria in your gut from taking an antibiotic for just one day, not even a course of 7 to 10 days that's usually prescribed, can disrupt your gut for over a year. And then you begin to understand all the side effects that are seen when you use antibiotics. I had a patient yesterday that came in for the UVLRX, the intravenous light therapy, and she said, and this is a woman that's very healthy, and she said she was traveling and she had a sinus infection. They put her on a course of antibiotics, and since then, her digestion is upset, she's bloating, she has no energy. She really felt bad, and she came in for that treatment. It's a perfect example of the overutilization of antibiotics.
Dr. Slavin, think about the concept that you are taking this pharmaceutical, the antibiotic product, and you're killing the bacteria. Those bacteria dead inside your body. Let's think about the toxic exudation that those dead and dying bacteria create in your body chemistry. I think people have been led to believe, okay, this is an absolute miracle. I have a bacteria that my immune system isn't able to fight off, and here, I'll take this drug and I'll kill them in one fell swoop. And the truth of the matter is, killing them in that enormous number can create a very toxic situation within your body. So when you are using an antibiotic, so critical, as you mentioned, to use a probiotic so that you are not creating this void in which other microorganisms can maximize the opportunity and overgrow. And the other part of it is very important to do some sort of substance that will essentially amount to a colon, liver, kidney, and blood cleanse. And the things that I am thinking of, aloe vera, very, very helpful and important. Things like spirulina and chlorella, very helpful super fruit and super vegetable extracts. Those kinds of things will help to cleanse and remove that bacterial debris from the body. Such an important aspect that I think does not get any attention whatsoever.
Jana, here's another example. You've heard of the Z-Pak, which is Zithromax, very commonly used antibiotic. And here again, the common side effects associated with it: diarrhea, nausea, abdominal pain, dyspepsia, which is GERD. You can get a rash, loss of appetite, but more seriously, you can get changes in your electrocardiogram. You can increase the risk of pancreatitis. It's toxic to the liver. You can become jaundiced from it. And yet they're handing out these antibiotics because patients demand them. You know, drug companies have done a very good job of diminishing the risks associated with it. Although, I don't know, I listen to these commercials on TV, and the actors are, you know, with a smiling face, says, "This is a great this is a great drug. Take it for your problems, even though you might die from it." And, you know, people need to understand that there's a lot more they can do to strengthen their immune system, to stay healthy, and there are things they can do to avoid taking antibiotics with the inherent risks associated with it, unless it's clearly a life-threatening condition. You know, I spoke about the...
There is a place in modern life for antibiotics, but it is not in feeding our livestock unconscionable amounts of antibiotics that is just for the benefit of the producers of that livestock and have a carryover negative effect with the ultimate consumer. And Dr. Slavin, you mentioned all of the side effects that typically people may very well experience with the use of antibiotics, the nausea, the diarrhea, the dyspepsia, and pancreatitis. Might that be an example of a toxic situation within the body because of all of these dead and dying bacteria? We have very much attributed these side effects to the aspect that, okay, people have wiped out the beneficial bacteria in your gut, and that's why you have these side effects. But I think it may very well be more complicated than that.
Well, I think we've opened the possibility that all these other side effects might be due to the overgrowth of a fungus in the body, like candida, or the overgrowth of viruses that are in the body. You've removed the competition from the friendly bacteria that keeps everything in check. And when you kill off the friendly bacteria, then other infective agents tend to fill that absence. So I was going to say, Janet, the other important benefit of intravenous, now this is the important term, intravenous light therapy, because it's not just exposing the person's blood to ultraviolet light, which is the part of the treatment that helps to kill off infections, but It exposes the blood to red light, which enhances the immune system's ability to function, and exposes the blood to green light, which allows the red blood cells to squeeze through the tiniest blood vessels and deliver oxygen to tissue that previously they couldn't get through. And that's why people would notice with the treatments now that oxygen can get to the tissues, that wounds would begin to heal. Sometimes there, you know, pain would start to go away. And in the case of intermittent claudication, where there's poor circulation to the extremities, to your legs, you stop experiencing the pain associated with exertion, with walking, because the blood is getting to the tissues now. And also, just remember, it also, if you have poor circulation in your heart, you have coronary artery disease, this is going to also allow the delivery of oxygen to the heart, so it's going to make a difference there. So this is, think about why then is this not being, advertised more. Because if you were to use this treatment, why would you need antibiotics? Why would you need vaccinations? Why would you need some of the more invasive procedures that they do? The patient I spoke of that was getting much relief from his intermittent claudication because of poor blood flow, he wasn't a candidate even for some kind of angioplasty in his lower extremities or some kind of bypass procedure. But this treatment helped all that. So he wasn't even a candidate for surgery, and yet this treatment helped. So,
Dr. Slavin, the whole concept of enhancing oxygenation within the body is so critically important. Your brain is going to work better. Your circulatory system is going to work better. Tissue regeneration, literally anti-aging, is going to occur with the proper support of oxygenated blood and oxygenated tissues. So over and over and over again, from so many different areas, you are going to improve the quality of your health, the quality of your energy, your brain function. So much will be enhanced with that increased oxygenation.
And you mentioned the brain and improving the circulation to the brain. It also treats infections that might be affecting the brain. And what's the result of that is dementia. They sometimes call it Alzheimer's disease. And the beta amyloid plaque that's associated with amyloid is the body's response to fighting off infections in the brain. So, so now it's being learned that Alzheimer's disease is not just bad luck, but the effect of repeated infections over time that the body was being exposed to. And if you treat those infections properly, you can, in some cases, get relief of the problem. Not with the drugs that are being used, though. And that music again means it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment, 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
If you're looking for an easy-to-use probiotic, a probiotic that covers all of the needs for your colon chemistry, look no further than Janabiotic. You'll find the comprehensive spectrum of beneficial microflora to support your overall good health. One or two capsules every day gives your body the necessary probiotic profile, the profile of ingredients with the beneficial effects for mood, immunity, and absorption of nutrients. Find out more at Janazon.com.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Jana Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And with the remaining time, Jana, I just want to read the abstract of an article that was published in the Journal of Biosocial Medical Research back in 1996 about the use of ultraviolet blood irradiation, which applies clearly to the newer approaches, intravenous light therapy. The abstract goes like this. It says, in the 1940s, a multitude of articles appeared in the American literature detailing a novel treatment for infection. This treatment had a cure rate of 98 to 100% in early and moderately advanced infections, and approximately 50% in terminally ill patients. Healing was not limited to just bacterial infections, but also to viral, and at that time, viral included polio. It also helped the healing of wounds, asthma, and arthritis. And in the German literature, they showed profound improvements in a number of biochemical and hematological markers. There's never been reported any toxicity, side effects, or injury, except some people, pretty rare though, may experience a Herxheimer-type reaction. That's where when you kill off too many infective agents, your body responds to that. So that's the only side effect. And back in 1996, they were saying, as infections are failing to improve with the use of chemical treatment, meaning antibiotics, this safe and effective treatment should be revisited. You know, it's been known about for a long time, but the people controlling the use of antibiotics are really controlling our health care.
So, Dr. Slavin, that might be our politicians and our political system, because those people who have political power allow certain development in industries that will ultimately potentially benefit those politicians. And well, this discussion kind of reminds me of in the 20s and 30s, 1920s, 1930s, there was very much, let's call it a war, between the cotton growers and the hemp growers. And when you think about the benefits associated with growing hemp, it's usable for clothing, for fuel. It doesn't require a whole lot of fertilizers. It grows very well in a variety of different climates, and it is much less expensive, essentially the ultimate end product, than those cottons. And it was through political manipulation that the cotton growers were effective in removing hemp from an economic competitor. And so we see the same thing here with the pharmaceutical and other approaches that are ultimately less expensive, more effective, and because of political manipulation, pushed aside.
Chad, I'll give you another example. Why do you think all the appliances we buy operate on AC, or alternating current, as opposed to direct current?
Oh, that story is so heartbreaking. Anybody who has visited the museum in Telluride, Colorado, will see the manipulation that was conducted on the part of Thomas Edison versus Nikola Tesla. And it's so much of an issue, and we can see it repeated in so many different aspects of our daily lives.
So, so the the point of that is that if you have a windmill or a water mill or your or a private source of energy, even a solar system, you create direct current, and you don't need to buy alternating current. And they said, well, we can't have that. We need to control it. So we're going to make all the products operate on alternating current, so people can't just manufacture their own energy and be independent from the electric companies. So that's why they're able to, control the energy sources. So, there are pros and cons to that, but basically, that's what happened. And the way healthcare is carried out, I want to remind people of the name Abraham Flexner. Back in the early 1900s, he was sent around by Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations, who just purchased drug companies. And he was sent around to all the medical schools at the time to offer them money in exchange for changing their curriculum to start promoting the use of the drugs that they had. I think prior to that time, medicine was really focused on getting people well and removing the underlying cause of illness. But after that time, the curriculum changed to treating symptoms, making people think they were getting better because the numbers were getting better. There are a lot of asymptomatic illnesses like high blood pressure or high cholesterol, at least in their early stages, that they use drugs to change the numbers around. But the ultimate outcome of those problems really haven't changed. We don't see a decline in heart disease. And even though we're lowering cholesterol with the use of statin drugs, probably the number one selling category of drugs is statins, and making billions of dollars for the drug company. If they were so effective in reducing heart disease, we should have seen the incidence plunged by now, but they're not. They're effective in lowering cholesterol, and I think that fact alone should tell you that cholesterol is not the issue when it comes to heart disease.
They are also very effective at damaging muscle tissue, and I remind people that are using statin class drugs that the destruction of muscle tissue, rhabdomyolysis, is very well established, and to consider that your heart is one of the hardest working muscles in your body. Well, it's so important for people to understand that, yes, you may use a statin drug, but your benefit to developing heart disease actually continues. You may may be using a blood pressure-lowering drug, but your path to developing heart and circulatory disease continues. So you may be using blood sugar lowering drug, but your symptoms and the development of issues associated with blood sugar anomalies continues. And so you're not getting the goal benefit that you may be thinking you're getting. That the way to address these different illnesses, these different diagnoses, would be the underlying cause. If it's infectious, we have the UVLRX. If it is nutrient status, we have the ability to test the presence and the function of those nutrients within your body and to optimize your status. And what is an optimal status for one individual might not necessarily be the optimal status for another.
Now, I just want to touch base again on statin drugs, because I think they also undermine your immune system. They're associated. These are the common reactions: joint pain, headaches, diarrhea, extremity pain, urinary tract infection, GERD, nausea, musculoskeletal pain. And these are the common reactions. Diabetes increases the risk of diabetes.
So one of the things is the statin drugs also contribute to increasing depression and depressive episodes. There's even an association with an increased risk of suicide. And with that increased risk of suicide and the episodes of depression, what is another class of drugs that's very commonly suggested to the patient who's discussing with their physician feeling depressed? The antidepressants. And again, those things associated with a whole host of side effects.
So these drugs, you know, I think sometimes create more problems than they're designed to help. And understand that if you have high cholesterol, you don't suffer from a statin deficiency. You see, the whole idea of using a drug to treat dysfunction in your body doesn't make any sense because it's not a drug deficiency. Just address the underlying cause. And for the in most cases, it's your lifestyle, primarily, you know, the foods you're eating, your diet. You know, we have to emphasize that over and over again. And sometimes you need a treatment, but you want to look for the safest treatments, like chelation therapy, which is mainstream, you know, as I mentioned back in the 40s, or ultraviolet blood therapy or intravenous light therapy, which is still being used very effectively today without side effects. So these treatments are available, but they're not available everywhere. This is unfortunate, you know, that the doctors are basically prescriptionists, you know, writing prescriptions constantly instead of helping the patients get better. And I hear some music in the background, Janet, which means we've just run out of time. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.